ABC Radio Australia.
Sharing a Pacific morning.
Now, according to the World Health Organization, 50,000 people die and 125 million people become ill across the Pacific region from consuming unsafe food. As a result, food safety is a priority for Pacific countries, both to protect the health of their citizens, but also to ensure confidence that food imported and exported is of the highest quality and meets international food safety standards. While food safety risks cannot be eliminated completely, the risk can be reduced significantly. I took a look at the work being done to ensure the food on your plate isn't doing you harm.
These are your five keys to safer food.
While some countries in the world struggle with having enough to eat, Pacific countries are faced with a very different problem.
I was in the Cook Islands, and the Associate Minister of Agriculture, he was speaking to me and he said, "We are not hungry. The problem that we need to pay attention to is the quality and safety of what we eat. You know, we need to make sure that the enough food we have, that the food is nutritious and safe for human consumption." They know that it has links with, you know, the crisis of obesity and overweight. The top 10 countries that are the most obese and overweight in the country, that list is saturated with countries from the Pacific. So it's a political issue and they know this.
That's Joseph Niemer. He works for the United Nations as the Nutrition and Food Systems Officer for the Pacific region. And along with the World Health Organization and the SPC, has been working with Pacific governments to develop and implement food safety regulations.
We are in a part of the world that's part of the developing world, and Pacific countries are characterized by low-income, low-middle-income countries that are developing a culture of consumerism at home and aspirations to get a share of the global food export market. So what is happening here with this background is that we get requests from these governments. We help them to do legislation that can help them to clarify the rules of different stakeholders within their countries. We train food inspectors. We help some of them for their labs to acquire ISO certification, and we support them also with skills development in food.
Last month, the Consumer Council of Fiji surveyed 22 supermarkets in Fiji and alarmingly found numerous issues, not only in regards to putrid meat being sold, but also rotten fruits and vegetables. This is the Chief Executive, Seema Shandy.
100% of the supermarkets that were surveyed have been found not to be complying with the Food Safety Act and regulations. It was more alarming to see that there were numerous issues, leave aside the, you know, selling putrid meat, which is decayed or smelly meat, but also rotten fruits and vegetables. And there were also gross infestation of cockroaches in one of the major, or you can say leading supermarkets that has chain of supermarkets in the country.
And it's not just supermarkets where food safety risks are being exposed. It's also at local markets. In PNG, the Port Moresby City Council banned the sale of food cooked at street stalls because of what it says are health risks.
The City Council has told Pacific Beat the ban is in force and will be enforced soon.
Mr. Niemer from the United Nations says local markets pose their own challenges.
In the developed world like Australia or Canada and the US, you know, foods are not sold in the streets like that. So in Pacific countries, you have an open market context. So the fish are all open. So in that case, it's a bit tricky. So you have flies coming over the food and that kind of thing. So basically what people need to be looking out for is to make sure that in terms of the temperature, because the food is out in the open, you know, on tables, so to make sure that it is not perishing already, like if you are buying fish or you're buying chicken. In terms of handling also, I think it's very important for people to make sure that, you know, the fish or the food that is covered, you know, that flies and pollutants are prevented from dropping on the foods on the market. But the governments are doing well to address them. It will be a gradual process.
And it's not just a simple case of sending out more food inspectors to shut down market stalls or enforce food sale bans.
Before you can send food inspectors on the market, you have to make sure that they are operating within the legal frameworks of the country, because implications are that they identify certain quantities of food and realize that it's unfit for consumption. It has to be condemned. That comes with economic loss for sellers, but it also has political implications. You need to also educate the population, you know, before you start policing. So part of the things we are trying to do is to do education, food safety education with these countries, with the population, the consumer community, the business community, to make sure that they are aware of, you know, good manufacturing practices, good production practices, good food handling practices, so that they are prepared and they are aware and, you know, they can anticipate when inspectors are coming.
Mr. Niemar says that across the Pacific, food safety control and food management measures have a critical role in assuring that food stays safe at every stage of the food chain.
Food safety is not only at the point of consumption on the kitchen table. It actually starts even from the point of playing with the seeds to sow them. It's where contaminations can happen. So it starts from playing with the seeds, you know, taking care of the crops on the farm, harvesting, you know, transportation. So I was talking about food being imported in a lot of the Pacific countries coming from New Zealand, Australia, the U.S., China, and Malaysia. So they have to consider, you know, how the foods were processed and handled in those countries. But the part that they can really control is at the point of arrival, you know, so the port of entry, you know, governments you have in quarantine, you know, measures, but also food safety inspection at the point of arrival. And then beyond that, another important point is where the food is stored, you know, why it's being processed and being distributed and being sold. You know, is the food stored under the right temperature so that it can be sold, you know, over the 10-day period? And then when people buy, you know, they carry home. This is where the consumer, you know, him or herself, has a prime responsibility, you know, to make sure that the food is appropriately prepared and taken care of before consumption.
Food producers are the ones primarily responsible for the safety of the food you buy. You also have a role to play.
That was Joseph Niemar there. He works for the United Nations as the Nutrition and Food Systems Officer for the Pacific region. And for more information about food safety measures across the Pacific, you can go to www.fao.org/Asia Pacific.